Five New York stereotypes. New York is known as the city that never sleeps, and it's true. But what about other stereotypes? How true are they?
1. New York is a cultural melting pot. What makes New York, New York, is its diversity, says actor, singer, and composer Brian Stokes Mitchell. This is the best place in the world to raise a kid. You walk out on the street and there's every kind of person, every language being spoken. To my infant son, from the very beginning, that was his world. And to him, it was all great. And now that he's 14 years old, he sees that diversity as just human nature and it's all okay with him. That's the best part of New York City. It's the world in microcosm. It's the world right there in your face. And we all learn to live with each other in a peaceful, wonderful way. It would be nice if the entire world could learn to live with each other in that same way. With more than 700 languages spoken there, New York is the most linguistically diverse city in the world. In fact, one out of three New Yorkers speaks a language other than English at home. Alongside famous areas such as Chinatown, there are 9 Chinatowns, not one. You have a Koreatown, a little India, a little Odessa, and so on. In 2019, an estimated 37% of New York's 8.8 million residents were foreign-born compared to an average of 13% in the entire USA.
2. New Yorkers are always in a rush. There's something in the air with the ambitious attitude of New Yorkers that is contagious, says travel vlogger Jennifer O'Brien. There is a pace to this city. I find myself also rushing between places, even when I don't need to. This frenetic pace is the major reason for the widely held perception that New Yorkers are rude. They will tell you to get out of the way if you are blocking the sidewalk by walking at tourist speed. We're not trying to be rude, we're just, well, more efficient. If you want to stop or take a photo on the sidewalk, step aside so as not to block the pace of foot traffic.
3. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. I've been an immigrant 6 times in my life, so I have a lot of unique perspectives, says chef Marcus Samuelsson, who was born in Ethiopia, grew up in Sweden, and owns a restaurant in Manhattan. No matter where you are in the world, being a New Yorker means something. People know it's the toughest, it's the most talented, the hardest who make it. So if you can come through, you really, really, really are talented. To put things in perspective, no other American city comes close to New York in terms of size. Los Angeles, the second biggest, doesn't even have half New York's population of almost 9 million people. Everyone is in competition, so to stand out, you need to have something special. But its size and vibrancy mean there are also more opportunities than in most other places.
4. New York is unfriendly. For me, it kind of gave me a life, says cartoonist Roz Chast. You know, always feeling like a weirdo in some way growing up, even in art school, where there are lots of people who are weird, I felt like I didn't really fit in. But when I came to New York, I thought, oh yeah, this is a place for me. Contrary to the stereotype, what strikes people most when they first come to New York is how instantly at home they feel. In one sense, this is not surprising. The city is familiar to us all, thanks to the hundreds of movies and TV shows filmed here. But it's also because almost everyone here is from somewhere else. Of course, there are true New Yorkers, born and raised here. But it is central to the DNA of the city's culture that nobody is an outsider. You can be from anywhere and still consider yourself a New Yorker. And they're quick to help strangers. I think New Yorkers are really very kind, says fashion designer Isaac Misery. They might not be as incredibly polite as in other cities, but if you need help, a New Yorker is going to help you.
5. New Yorkers are arrogant. Once you have lived in New York and it has become your home, no place else is good enough, the author John Steinbeck once said, and for many New Yorkers, this is true today. New Yorkers consider the city to be the unofficial capital of the world. So if you meet one in another country and ask where they're from, they will say they're from New York, not America. And that is the right description, because even other Americans see New Yorkers as being different. New Yorkers can appear arrogant, because they have strong opinions about everything. but it's just a cultural game they play. They like to argue about things, big and small, where to eat the best Italian food, how to get from A to B fastest. They like people to have attitude. But while they love their city, they're not really arrogant, because it's a place where your opinions are constantly being challenged. What makes you a New Yorker is your incredible skepticism, says Isaac Mizrani. You don't believe everything you hear. You question, and you ask a lot of questions. In other words, New Yorkers don't fall for stereotypes?